deconstructing psyops, propaganda, and mainstream media BS. You're with Hesher on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
That's right. They call me Hesher. I host a show called The Boiler Room. It is a video and audio podcast. Please check it out, alternatecurrentradio.com. That's where you find The Boiler Room and all the other great shows that we host and curate over there at ACR. And if you're a TNT listener, you'll find other familiar voices over there at ACR, like Patrick Henningsen, like The Odd Man Out, who'll be joining us later, like Ruckus, who's featured on Joseph Arthur's Technicolor Dreamcast. So get on over there and check us out. Give us some follows and stuff. All right. Fox News and Trump debut new baseless defense. What about Obama? This is out of the Washington Post. On few previous occasions, has the Trump movement so embraced Stephen K. Bannon's strategy, paraphrased here, the flooding of the zone with garbage, as after the FBI executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. Prominent Republicans and conservative pundits have pushed suggestions that President Biden himself ordered the search, that the FBI placed evidence and positioned all manner of other theories. See what I'm talking about? Thanks, Creative, for sending this one to me. This is Bezos's outlet, of course, WAPO, and this is their assessment. So what are they doing? They're calling anyone who is putting on that tinfoil hat, which what else can Hannity do these days? They're accusing the entirety of the mass media cartel, basically, as conspiracy theorists. That's what they want us to believe. That's what they want us to think. And it's pretty predictable, to be quite honest. Very, very predictable. All right, let's see here. Another one that Creative Accident sent me. We played this last night on Boiler Room, but listen to just how far this has gone if you go to one of the more vocal pundits in conservative media here. This is Dan Bongino.
Yeah, I mean, I was passionate about it for a reason. How many freaking times are we going to let the FBI interfere in an election? I mean, this is supposed to be a constitutional republic. I'm not crazy, right? Like, this is supposed to be a representative democracy. Banana republic. We're beyond a banana republic. We're into, like, tin pot dictator third world stuff. This is embarrassing. At least Pravda didn't pretend to be anything but state apparatchiks. The FBI. And listen, I've been with you for a while. I work with a lot of decent guys. I'm done with the rank and file stuff, too. I'm done with it. If you took part in this, anyone who took part in this, anyone, I don't care who you are, an analyst or an upper level manager, the next president who comes in office, they should schedule F as many people as they can in the federal government and fire every single person involved in this. Everyone, the receptionist in the FBI office who took a call on this should be fired. We are not a third world republic, supposedly. Sean, the difference between us and Kim Jong-un, right, is that we investigate crimes and then we look for people. We don't investigate people and then look for crimes. That is exactly what's going on. How many times are they going to investigate Donald Trump for how many different things before the American people wake up and realize this isn't an investigation of a crime in search of a person, but a person in search of a crime? And let me just add, you know, one last thing on this, folks. You know, I left my job. So no one's going to lecture me. Oh, Dan, what would you do if you just do? There's no more. We're just doing our job. You swore an oath to the Constitution. Have some balls, man. I left my job because I couldn't take what was going on. I gave up my pension and everything because something else mattered. You're not going to lecture me on anything. If you were involved in this constitutional abomination to our constitutional republic, you don't deserve your job today. And you will get no backing from me or anybody I know in the conservative movement going forward. You flushed your credibility down the toilet.
Geraldo. Yeah. You got to love that. You got to love that. Thanks, Dan Bongino. That type of vitriol, that type of analysis is now mainstream, okay? That's coming across Fox News right there. Wow. In another statement on Friday, Trump claimed his predecessor kept classified and nuclear documents. Quote, President Barack Hussein Obama kept 33 million pages of documents, much of them classified. How many of them pertained to nuclear? Word is lots, end quote, from Trump. Trump also said in a Truth Social post that he had been cooperating with the FBI and DOJ on matters involving records he kept, like we covered earlier here. This is all just too much. It's all too much, everybody. At TNT Radio, we never go home. We are committed to bringing you our take on the biggest topics of our time. We broadcast live 24/7, online, globally, no matter what. We got you covered here on TNT Radio.
The latest headlines waiting for you.
I follow the news pretty much throughout the day.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, welcome back. I'm joined by investigative journalist, independent journalist, CeCe Woods. CeCe, welcome to the show. Welcome back. How are you today?
Good morning, Brian. This is going to be a regular thing for us. It already is, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's become a regular thing. It just seems to fit really nicely. So I'm very pleased you're here today. I need someone to bounce this stuff off of because I just spent an hour talking about this whole Mar-a-Lago thing. And I feel like I barely even got all my clips and all my talking points in because this is just getting so super ridiculous. It's clown level. And when you look at it holistically there, CeCe, and now, Hannity and Fox and all the mainstream mass media cartel pundits are basically being forced to put on their tinfoil hat and do what we do here in the independent media, which is try to read between the lies that they give us. Now they're trying to read between their own lies and tell us how to war game out this Trump situation before we even have seen the any sort of warrant or affidavit or anything like that. This whole situation is just amazing. Your thoughts on that before we start launching into Soros here?
You know, I mean, the only word I can really use to describe what is happening with this whole Mar-a-Lago and Trump and in Washington, D.C., period, is absurd. I can't even find another word that we've already used all the other words that we can use, corruption, deception, you know, it. But it just is at a point where it's completely absurd what is going on and how the American people are sitting back and watching what is going on. And we feel helpless. I don't feel like I can personally do anything to change this other than to tell the truth. You know, and thankfully we have platforms like this that allow us to dig deep and investigate and provide another side to what mainstream media is reporting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I gave a little bit of pushback on this as potentially an entire set of chessboard maneuvering, you know, the whole thing. Like, I can't even rule out the fact that it might be possible that this is all maneuvering to make sure that Trump is placed where they want Trump placed, when they want him placed, and his base to be feeling a certain way. I can't prove any of that, but it's okay for me to say that now because now Hannity says stuff like that on Fox, right? I'm now closer to that mass media sort of talking point. All of a sudden, it's like, I haven't moved positions, but they are nudging closer and closer into our swim lane over here, which I find endlessly interesting.
It is. And I think it's because what we're watching is, again, so absurd. How can you not speak up? How can you not pick your jaw up the floor off the floor and say, what the hell is going on here? And laws are being broken left and right in every single a major city where the political, the whole political atmosphere is so corrupt that, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I was listening to our show yesterday where you were talking about the potential for FBI agents to be armed and
IRS agents.
Yeah. Did I not say IRS? Oh no, I said FBI.
FBI, but we know what you mean.
The IRS agents to be armed. I mean, just to put a story out there like that is that manipulation. Where does that manipulation start with? Well, it starts with the politics, the politicians, everyone who has their hands in mass media, who can manipulate a story so that they cause fear. And it's just a whole it's a criminal dynamic. It's mental. It's manipulation. It's a big grand scheme of, you know, the takedown of democracy in all ways, shapes, and forms. That's the only way I can even, there's so many words swirling in my head that I could barely articulate it. It's that bad. There's so many different stories, and especially with just even our local stories in Los Angeles. And then I'm looking over at Washington DC going, what's happening? What is happening to our country? Our country is just, it's imploding. It really is on so many levels.
Right. And it's almost like it's happening on purpose. When you look at COVID, everything that was done with COVID, you look at everything that was done with demoralizing people and polarizing people throughout Obama, Trump, and now Biden regimes. It's all just kind of pointing in the same direction. It's not even pointing. It's actually shoving us. It's shoving us in a particular direction. And it is one of degradation and decline.
Absolutely. And thankfully you have the words to articulate it, because I'm telling you, with all the information that I have in terms of my reporting for the current report and doing our even national stories that we have been working on with Philip Washington, the former LA Metro CEO, who is being nominated to head the FAA. You and I have covered this story on air, and he is the carbon copy of a, I don't know if carbon copy is the right word. He is the poster child. That's the right word for political criminal activity at its best. Poster child, Philip Washington. And the Biden administration knows full well what this man is involved in. That there are open FBI investigations, criminal investigations locally. There are raids that are about to go down. And guess what? He feels he is the perfect man for the job to run the Federal Aviation Administration. I'm dumbfounded that that meets qualifications. A criminal. It's, but again, if you look at everything that's going on in our society, criminals aren't criminals anymore. We need to protect the criminals,
right.
Which is exactly what's happening with the Soros-backed DAs. Yes. And in turn, what they're trying to do is mentally just break us down to accept their mindset, meaning the people who are pushing this justice reform, we are being broken down to accept their mindset. So George Soros wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal. And in there, he refers to serious scholars researching causes behind the recent increase in crime have pointed to other factors, a disturbing rise in mental illness among young people due to isolation imposed by COVID lockdowns, a pullback in policing in the wake of public criminal justice reform protests, and increases in gun trafficking. So he's basically saying these scholars, who, by the way, please refer to what scholars you are referring to and what their backgrounds are to be researching these causes and giving us their two cents. He's talking about the isolation imposed by COVID lockdowns. The crimes that I'm seeing that are happening in Los Angeles, the smash and grabs, the murders of civilians, police officers, you name it. Those are not being committed by people who had suffered from mental illness due to the COVID lockdowns. These are career criminals. that have rap sheets as long as the eye can see. And these criminals continue to commit crimes, and they get worse and they get worse and they get worse because they know that they are not going to be punished. When George Gascon was sworn into office and he went to a press conference to basically tell the world he's not going to be prosecuting criminals anymore. These are his new directives, and this is the way we are going to reimagine public safety in Los Angeles. There was a video that came out. As a matter of fact, on break, I'll try to find it for you because I know you like to play your little clips, and this is a good clip to play. And if we don't get it on today, we'll get it on once this recall is final. So this video is of two criminals that were in jail. They're gangbangers, and they're basically talking about how they're going to get out of jail and continue to commit more crimes because Gascon's their boy. And I mean, every criminal in a Soros-backed DA city knows that they are not going to be punished. This has nothing to do with the pullback in policing. There is no pullback in policing. There is a defunding of the police, not pullback in policing, as George Soros states in his op-ed. And that's more of the manipulation that he wants people to believe, especially the progressives, the far left, that there has been a pullback in policing. No, no, no. Police are quitting in record numbers because of the way politicians are reimagining public safety in their area, which puts not only the public, the general public, at greater risk of becoming a victim of a violent crime, but it also puts the police at greater risk of losing their lives, which they go out there and put their lives on the line every single day. So this crap he's trying to serve up on a silver platter about the pullback in policing is just a play on words. There is no pullback. So
yeah.
Now we're
neurolinguistic programming.
Yes. You are far more eloquent than I am this morning. Thank you. So,
hey, no problem. Hold that thought right there. We're going to take a quick station break and we'll be right back with today's news talk.
TNT Radio's Hervoy Morich.
It's being reported that beef prices are poised for a surge that could last years. So years and years without those tasty hamburgers. Beef prices are surging because of severe droughts across the western U.S., forcing mass cattle slaughters, or as I mentioned, in Ireland, they're paying farmers 5,000 euros to slaughter their hamburgers. I mean, cows. And meat distributors say the natural disaster could keep supplies tight for years. Really feeds well into Bill Gates's synthetic meat plan and insect bug burger plan.
Hervoy Morich on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
A lot of people may not agree with us right now, but there may come a time when they actually have an issue that affects them, that they don't have the freedom to choose. And if we don't preserve it, we won't have it.
Get to see this for yourself.
We begin this new week with an extraordinary moment in our history. 18 days into this truck convoy, and the federal government invoked a security measure that goes beyond anything seen in this country in the last 50 years.
Banks will be told to freeze the accounts of anyone helping finance the protests. And the owners of vehicles jamming streets will be directly targeted.
Trucking for Freedom, Chapter 1, How We Got Here. Visit truckingforfreedom.com.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's News Talk. This is TNT Radio.
George Soros, what a ghoul, what a lizard person, what a disgusting individual. I'm sorry, I'm just going to open with some punditing here. This guy, you've got to be kidding me. We're going to be joined by the odd man out in the third hour of the show here today. And he has done a number of podcasts about Soros and about other issues where Soros gets involved. He's very keen to know which NGOs are funding which initiatives around the world. So we'll probably continue part of this conversation with him later today. So stick with us for the rest of the show. And if you missed the beginning of the show, you can find it at tntradio.live in the episodes area shortly after the live broadcast closes out. Big thanks, big hats off to TNT Studio over there. I know how much work it is to get things into podcast format expeditiously. So yeah, great job over there at the studio. We appreciate you. All right, so we're talking about George Soros here, the ghoul, the lizard-eyed, lizard-lipped, strange person here, the philanthropist, the billionaire philanthropist, CC. And in this Wall Street Journal opinion piece that he's put out, you're right, there's all kinds of neurolinguistic programming going on there. He's talking about some sort of like this, with this organic pullback in policing. No, you supported a campaign to defund them. You supported campaigns to support Black Lives Matter and Antifa. You supported DAs that supported Black Lives Matter and Antifa in allowing them to riot and do crime and do arson and things like this without having any sort of charges placed on these people. So this whole concept of a pullback in policing, give me a break. You've polarized the people against the police on purpose. You've used the mass media cartel for that. Mass media cartel, you're on notice also because you participated in this. And now you're all upset that crime is rising. What the hell did you think was going to happen? You give us outrage news. We got police quitting in record numbers after defunding, after knowing that the dangerous arrests they make are just going to walk out of that prison again later that night, and they're going to have to worry about that person being on the streets and coming after them or someone else. And then he goes into this whole thing about mental health, deploying mental health professionals in crisis situations. Cece, you see that video of the cop that was making a stop and a car pulled up next to him and a man runs out with a hatchet and tries to kill him with a hatchet? Do you think they could deploy a mental health professional? Were they going to drop a mental health professional from a drone in some sort of pre-crime event to like drop the mental health social worker in front of between the cop with his 9mm Glock and this psychopath with a hatchet that's looking to maim him?
Yeah, well, let me just tell you that, again, my contacts in law enforcement, my relationships in law enforcement, both personal and professional, are vast. And I know these stories. I know what happens. For example, the Los Angeles County Homeless Outreach Team, they go and they deal with homeless individuals every single day. A vast majority of them will not be violent criminals, and they might have mental health issues. Most of them have mental health issues, but there many are, you know, just suffering from bad circumstances as well. Don't believe for one minute that mental health care workers can go into a situation and not know whether somebody is going to go violent. It may not even have to have a weapon on them, but use something else as a weapon, a pipe, or grab something because they have, they're having a mental health episode. It is a very dangerous situation. Mental health ambassadors, or whatever they want to call them, need to be escorted by somebody who is able to protect them. Period. End of story. We have police for a reason. And it's the same thing on the trains. They want to put, first of all, so much crime is happening on the trains. It's not like, especially in Los Angeles, it's not like other cities where you have commuters that really absolutely rely on public transportation. So they have a different strategy for public safety. In Los Angeles, the train is basically carrying criminals and homeless people. That's basically what they're doing for the large part. They want to put ambassadors on there with no guns, no nothing. They don't want cops on there because it's scary for the writers. So it's this. I feel like this is a complete master manipulation, just in every way, shape, or form. Again, like I said, mental, political, financial, and in every sense, we are being stripped, or the attempt of being stripped of our personal safety, mentally, physically, financially. We are just being beaten down as a whole. And anybody who doesn't look at what is going on in Washington, D.C., or any of our large cities, and seeing how the Democrat, our constitutional rights, democratic process, any of it is being master manipulated, is completely blind. And that's what's happening with the signature count in Los Angeles with George Gascon DA recall. And so they went into, they, as in the Soros environment, George Soros and all his political allies, that they have basically, how can I say this? They've had to regroup. That's a good word for it. Regroup and circle the wagons, because the DA in San Francisco was successfully recalled. They did not think that that was going to happen. They did not think they were going to get enough people to go to the polls to vote Chesa Boudin out of San Francisco. And again, Chesa Boudin comes after George Gascon, who was also in San Francisco before him. And that whole environment, pro-criminal environment, has been just simmering and finally came to a head to where that recall was successful. And now they have a DA, Brooke Jenkins, who is in there. She's interim DA, and she is in there kicking ass, okay? She is cleaning up her office. She is getting rid of prosecutors who should be public defenders. And she is going to each and every community that she can, reassuring their public safety that she is going to get San Francisco back on track. The total opposite is happening in Los Angeles. The signatures were, the signatures arrived at the Registrar Recorder's office. I was there. I witnessed it. I saw it live. Over 717,000 signatures were delivered to the Registrar Recorder's office. They did a sampling of the signatures. That was successful. Okay. So basically the percentages that came out of there, they said this, the signatures are on track to be, what do they call it? Approved to move forward to ballot. Okay. So after the recall was successful in San Francisco, now they're panicking. They're going, oh God, how are we going to stop this train, basically? So now they're adopting an old method, an old outdated method of counting signatures and verifying signatures in favor of being able to basically fail this recall attempt against Gascon. And in March of 2022, there was a new method that was adopted during COVID to make sure that every signature counted. Okay. And the problem with that is, well, there wasn't a problem. They've been using this process. However, now they're saying that the registrar, the county, is saying that, well, we're going to have to go back to the old method of counting, which will get rid of a lot more signatures because our staff has not been trained. Well, whose fault is that? That's not our fault. Mm-hmm. The new method.
Story too.
Exactly. The new method was put in place in March of 22, permanent, put in place by law. Okay. So now they're saying, well, we didn't train our people yet. Sorry, we're going to have to go back to this old outdated method. So who thought that that would be appropriate? Who thought that that would be okay? Who's behind that? Because I'm going to find out who's behind that. I'm going to find out who was the decision maker to to, and how they are tied to Soros, how they are tied to our board of supervisors, how they are tied to anyone and everyone that is going to benefit from Gascon staying in office and you know, furthering the Soros regime.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going to pick up on that on the other side of bottom of the hour news break here with today's news talk.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. Author Salman Rushdie was stabbed on stage in upstate New York 33 years after he was threatened with death by Iran for writing the book Satanic Verses. Donald Trump claims it is a hoax to suggest FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Thames Water has texted customers in North London, Oxfordshire, and Surrey warning them of low pressure, dry taps, and rationed bottled water if they need it.
Silence for thinking differently? Silence for thinking differently. Not here. Silence for asking questions? Not here. Silence for discussing the other side of the story? Not on TNT Radio. Join the conversation anytime. Search TNT Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Getter, or Gab. Download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk, TNT Radio.
So Soros goes on to claim in this Wall Street Journal opinion piece that crimes are not about lockdown depression. The crimes are about lockdown depression, but they're not. What they're about in vast numbers is criminals and unstable people who have been weaponized by the talking points of the mass media cartel, who know they won't go to prison as long as Prop 47 exists, as an example, in LA, in California. This is the kind of thing that is leading to that. And George goes on to say that this agenda aiming at both safety and justice is based on both common sense and evidence. It's popular. It's effective. The goal is not defunding the police, but restoring trust between the police and the policed, a partnership that fosters the solving of crimes. Can you believe this, CC? It's just like, who do you think you're talking to here? I mean, I've got one of our chat users just threw up this headline, San Francisco Transit. We refuse to release crime surveillance videos because it will make people racist.
Oh, gee, I'm so sorry. You know, as many posts that I have been making on social media about these smash and grabs around Los Angeles. Sorry, you know, you can see very clearly who's committing the crimes. And I'm not going to go any further than that. But, you know, if the shoe fits, it's there. It's evidenced, you know, in a photo, in a video. It's like it's right there. You can see who's committing these crimes. And then once they are once these criminals are caught and they are identified, then you really see who they are and what they're about, what their rap sheet looks like. It's there. It's all there. Basically, again, we are being manipulated and we are being snowballed, bulldozed into believing. They're trying to convince us that what they're saying is really true. I don't know if I want to call this gaslighting. I don't know. It really makes you think, like, am I nuts? Am I really crazy? Maybe they're right. And then you go back to the evidence. You're like, no, why? And why would the Wall Street Journal publish this crap is even more disturbing. Because you look at Wall Street Journal, they have a reputation. Why would you publish this? Okay, and there's more. So in this op-ed, he says, hold on, murder rates have been rising fastest in some Republican states led by tough on crime politicians. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you, California is not a Republican state. And our homicides are up 90%+, if not more. Okay, so that is a load of bullshit. Every single thing you can isolate this and you can prove that is these are absolute lies. And with my style of investigative reporting, I am very specific. When I say something, I back it up with a document. I back it up with a screenshot. I back it up with a photo. I will never, ever put myself on the chopping block without knowing 100% that I am factual. And I've had to make very little retractions. I can probably count them on one hand, and it was a typo or something of those of that level, right? This blatant lies. And the idiots that read Wall Street Journal that are going to believe this are going to allow this type of manipulation of our constitutional rights, just the whole democratic process to just completely be destroyed. I don't even know how to explain it any other way. It's just, it's troubling. It's disturbing. It's hitting a whole new high. And if this recall does not go through, this will be a perfect example. And it's just blatant manipulation by local politicians. Again, Board of Supervisors, you guys, you hold all the power. Why aren't you stepping in? And a, I am going to send you this. So in a letter to the Board of Supervisors, a proponent for the recall, an attorney actually who used to be the DA, Steve Cooley, wrote a letter to the Board of Supervisors and said, this is not okay. So they're looking at a big lawsuit. I'm wondering if they're just going to string it out until his term is up. But, you know, California, any city across the country that has a Soros-backed DA who is progressive and soft on crime, you're going to continue suffering. Thank you, San Francisco. Thank you for getting your act together, showing up at the polls. But now they're stopping us at the signature verification process to make sure it doesn't even get on the ballot because they don't want to take a chance.
Right, right. And they know, you're right, that there is a lot of gaslighting going on. Even the New York Post is going up against this editorial by this opinion piece by Soros. So the editorial board over here at New York Post, they take issue with particular talking points in there. Here's one that they took issue with that actually goes along with that that headline out of San Francisco I just read. They cite, again, this is the New York Post editorial board. They say Soros cites injustice because he says blacks are 5 times as likely to be sent to jail as whites. Yet he ignores the fact that blacks are also suspects at far higher rates. In New York last year, they made up less than 22% of the population, but accounted for 64% of murder suspects per NYPD data. Whites with 32% of the population were just 5% of suspects. And at the same time, 67% of murder victims were black, 24% Hispanic, and just 6% white. So going soft on perps of any race ensures that blacks suffer the most actual injustice. How about that? Who would have thunk it?
So again, when you have video evidence of who's committing crimes, you're going to find out who it is. You're going to find out their race. You're going to find out their name. You're going to find out how many crimes they have committed. Okay. So at that point, again, there's now, because they are being protected, criminals as a whole, doesn't matter what their color is, but those that truly understand and know how to work the system, they are career criminals. As a result of the, you know, mental anguish they suffered during the COVID lockdown. And also, to go back to mental health ambassadors, most domestic violence calls, they are the most dangerous. That's where cops get killed the most, is at a domestic violence call. Are they now going to reimagine to where, let me just see if I can get a therapist, a marriage therapist out there to talk them through this? So, no, I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Yeah, maybe, I mean, that's how maybe they'll crazy.
Maybe they'll just ride along. Their cops are going to have a marriage.
The thinking is here. Let's send a marriage therapist instead of an armed officer after a husband beat the crap out of his wife. She's got two black eyes, but let's see if we can send a therapist in there to help them talk through that. Right. They are going to start shoving that down our throats. And again, the stuff with the IRS and now hiring 87,000 new auditors that will have the capabilities of being armed. Where did that come from? And who is behind that mental manipulation and scare tactics?
Yeah, how do you even onboard 87,000 people with a quickness, much less train them in firearms? Do they have to be ex-cops? Are these the cops that left all their jobs? They all have to go to the IRS now? I mean, how does this even happen? The numbers are staggering to me. I can't make sense.
I mean, if they really, truly get this passed, I'll be shocked. Okay, I will be shocked. I just that story right there. To me was more of a, shock and awe, scare tactics, just again, beating the public down into submission.
Trolling.
To believe this entire narrative that they are truly trying to shove down our throats, whether we like it or not. And they're going to put it everywhere they can.
Yeah.
Exactly. Troubling is George Soros basically circling the wagons, calling his peeps in Los Angeles and saying, we have to stop this recall at the signature verification process. Can't let it go past that. If it gets to ballot, he's gone and he knows it. Okay. So, we're waiting on that final tally to see, how this is all going to shake out.
Okay. Well, this is an important one. So we got to keep an eye on it. We're going to go to one more station break here. You're listening to Today's News Talk.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
While FBI jackbooted thugs marching through Mar-a-Lago sucked up all the oxygen yesterday, two big primary races were decided. Trump-endorsed former Green Beret Joe Kent got the nod to represent Republicans in November's general election in Washington State's 3rd congressional district after incumbent never-Trumper Jamie Herrera Butler conceded. The district leans heavily Republican, so Joe has a great opportunity to return conservative representation to the people of Washington State. In yesterday's marquee matchup for the gubernatorial nomination in Wisconsin, Trump-endorsed businessman Tim Michaels defeated Mike Pence-endorsed Rebecca Clefish. In this proxy battle between the president and his former vice president, the vice president has yet to win a single race. Mike, maybe it's time to hang it up. Don't run in 2024. Let America first, take America back. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Emergency, police, fire, ambulance.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Need an electrician.
Do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
No, I just need an electrician. I've got a couple old crappy power points I need to get changed over.
Look, I'm sorry. I can only connect to the police, fire, or ambulance.
I need to talk to an electrician.
This is for emergencies only.
This is an emergency. I'm moving into the house and I need to get an electrician to change these power points.
000's sole job is to connect you to your nearest emergency service. So please, stay relevant and save 000 for urgent assistance only.
Get breaking news on your phone when it happens. Download our app from the Google Play and App Store now.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to Today's News Talk, everybody. This is the Brian McClain Show. I am he, and I am joined by CeCe Woods. And we're talking about just the utter gaslighting. CeCe mentioned the gaslighting of all this stuff that is just getting to be so much. Just absurdity, corruption, deception. We're talking about the potentiality of a intentional takedown of our democracy, an intentional corrosion of our culture, our society, our legal system, political criminality at its finest here. We have one listener out there today, CeCe, who dropped me a quote from, it's a Soviet era quote from one Elena Gorkova. And here's the quote. The rules are simple. They lie to us. We know they're lying. They know, we know they're lying, but they keep lying to us and we keep pretending to believe them. Dan Bongino in that clip I played earlier mentioned Pravda he mentioned how this is getting worse than a banana republic. And that set of rules right there seems to apply and seems to make sense amongst all the gaslighting and absurdity that we're talking about here. So I'm also keen to understand how it is we live in a representative democracy, supposedly, or even better, would be a constitutional republic as it was supposed to be. Is it either of those? It's starting to look like neither, none of the above, starting to look like something completely, completely different. So here I've got another New York Post article up. It's talking about how the last several years, Soros has been quietly financing a revolution in criminal justice reform. And so he's got, just to name a few, the Philadelphia district attorney, the San Francisco yep. district attorney that you mentioned and got overturned, the Los Angeles County district attorney, and the Cook County state's attorney. And that's just a few. And there's been over, let's see, 75. Last year.
75. Oh, he has backed 75 cities have DAs that have been backed by Soros.
Amazing. Amazing. And we wonder why crime is spiking. These guys, they tell us they're going to reform law enforcement. They're going to reform all this stuff. And what's happening? They're stopping it from working at all. They're making sure that we are completely divided as law enforcement people and citizens. They're making it such that the polarization is unbridgeable at this point. They're defunding them on purpose and shifting those funds to other programs that are not going to help with crime rising. It's doing exactly the opposite. So this is why we're looking at this as a WTF. Someone put up the red flags because this feels like an intentional implosion of our culture.
Absolutely. And that is, thank you. That was what I was trying to articulate when I just could not find the words this morning. I just couldn't at the beginning of our broadcast. But so gaslighting, the actual definition of gaslighting is to manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. Now, you go look at that George Soros op-ed. That is definitely gaslighting because that is 100%. The opposite, everything in there is the opposite of what we are seeing as citizens who are being accosted on our streets. Our purses are stolen. We're being beaten. We're being raped. We're being murdered. And he's trying to tell us that that's really not happening, that we're imagining things. No, it's intentional gaslighting. And they are going to do whatever means possible to continue with their, destruction of our constitutional rights, our democratic process, whatever it is that we have worked so hard to put in place to make sure that we have a say in what happens in this country. We're losing it really fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Really? It is absolutely crazy. How much money has gone into this? How much money has Open Society and George Soros poured into all of these policy centers and NGOs and DNC offshoots, district attorneys? And this is what it's all about, everybody. The whole reason for it. It's real easy to say, you talk about George Soros, you're a tinfoil hat wearer. Okay, well, they can't even do that one on us anymore. That whole campaign of discrediting people for talking about this, it's over. It's done. Oh,
it's way over. And that is the result of how many signatures were actually gathered to recall George Gascon is proof right there. And the fact that they are scared to allow this process to really be done in the fashion that the Democrats put into place themselves in March of 2022, this new process to make sure that everyone's vote counted. Now they want to go back on it and say, that doesn't work for us right now. And let's talk about how deeply entrenched George Soros is in Los Angeles, to where the Board of Supervisors knows full well what is going on and they are supporting it. And clearly they're colluding on some level, because if this recall is stopped at the signature verification signature verification process under the current law that is in place to verify voter signatures, then we've got some serious problems. And if it's that easy for them to stomp on our rights, I can't imagine what more could possibly happen.
Yeah, this is an absolute mess. And, you know, again, for those people that are late to the party here and used to just dismiss everything Soros related, you're going to want to not do that anymore. You're going to want to look into this guy. You're going to want to look into his history. You're going to want to look into the goings-ons of his NGOs. Open Society has had its fingers and its wallet in so many travesties. There is, you ever seen that movie Phantasm, CC? It's one of my favorite horror movies. It's a,
no, but I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, you got to check it out. Phantasm 2 is the pinnacle of that whole franchise, but it's about a dark soul, a dark being from a nether realm who comes to little towns and causes just this utter destruction. And what he does is he gets the whole town involved in his swath of destruction, and he turns people, he kills people and then turns them into these little like zombie Jawas. And they become his slaves as he goes around and pillages all these towns and removes these slaves into his other dimension, where, you know, that's my analogy for Soros, because everywhere this guy goes, every country Open Society gets involved in becomes a raging dumpster fire almost immediately.
I could not have put it any better myself. By the way, that picture you texted me, that's him in the skirt, yes?
No, that's not him. That's our
I was going to say, it looks just like him.
That's our health czar, I think.
But
I don't know.
God, I need to post that on social media. That just personifies what kind of craziness we are being subjected to. It really does.
It does. You know, I was on the show yesterday. I threw a headline out there that was talking about how like 70% of our military veterans are now they're now actively telling people to not go join the military because of stuff like this. Like, it's just gotten so bad that the woke military has gotten so bad that they're just like, this is not a valid career anymore. This is not any sort of brother and sisterhood anymore. It's nothing to do with the Constitution. It's just all this woke garbage.
Yeah, well, I know that in Los Angeles, the greater population who supported BLM, who supported Gascon, they are having buyer's remorse. They are stepping up. They are fighting back. They are turning into independents. They're running away from the Democratic Party. I believe our voter system is being dismantled as we speak without our knowledge, behind our backs. You know, it's criminally, you name it, it's being done whether we like it or not. And money talks, and Soros is, you know, he's going to win at all costs. And it's a very, very scary time to live in a big city in the USA. As long as you have a Soros-backed DA. If you have one, I would move. If I could, I would.
Yeah, it's just not a safe place to live. Okay, well, let's see here. Just a few more stats for everybody as we approach the top of the hour here. According to the FBI's annual Uniform Crime Report released in September, the country saw a 30% increase in homicides in 2020, the largest single year spike since they began recording crime statistics 60 years ago. They also saw a 24% decrease in arrests across the country. This year in Philadelphia, a city of 1.5 million, had more homicides than New York and Los Angeles, the country's two largest cities. The city recorded 521 homicides, the highest since 1990, compared to 443 in New York and 352 in Los Angeles. Chicago, the country's third largest city, registered the highest number of homicides at 739, up 3% from the previous year where it was already awful. And these are all Soros DA places that we're talking about here.
Yes.
See it affecting the whole country. It's a mess.
Thank God he has not been able to destroy our data collecting process. I mean, thank God there are people out there that are going to be able to give us these stats no matter what happens, no matter where his tentacles reach. It's devastating. It really is. That's why I'm at such a loss for words when we start talking about this. But anyway, the gaslighting continues.
Yeah.
Yes, the gaslighting continues. You and I will have far more conversations about this type of corruption and more. I look forward to hearing your next hour and what Odd Man Out has to say about Soros.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we're going to carry the thread into the next hour with Odd Man Out here. We're going to look at Soros in the Ukraine and Russia. Stick with us. We're going to news. We'll be right back.